We hear a lot about incarceration in the United States. What we hear less about is what happens when people come out of the prison system. While employers are not supposed to ask about previous arrests and convictions, that information usually rears its ugly head. This means that most ex-cons must take whatever they can get, even if it means a job they know nothing about and a boss from hell. In Clyde's, a comedy by Lynn Nottage, now at Berkeley Rep through February 28th, we meet a handful of these ex-cons. Clyde's is a truck stop specializing in sandwiches and run by Clyde herself, a hard-nosed woman with, as she calls them, investors who are only interested in the bottom line. Working the kitchen are three ex-cons, a young black woman, Letitia, a young Latino man, Raphael, and an older black man, Montrellis, who knows his way around the kitchen. We learn early on exactly who Clyde is. She threatens, she sexually harasses, she screams, she demeans, she throws fits, and all her employees must take it, or she can send them right back to the hoosegow. Enter then a young man, Jason, with supremacist tattoos all over his body and face. We expect sparks to fly, only they don't, because this is a comedy, and often a very funny one. The young man is ashamed of the markings as well as his temper that put him in prison in the first place. From here on out, it's going to be Kitchen versus Clyde, with side trips along the way about their private lives and about sandwiches, food. Montrellis is played by Harold Surratt with a mixture of joy and forbearance. He's the Buddha of the sandwich, with Letitia, Raffi, and later Jason, his acolytes. And then there's their antagonist, Clyde, in a necessarily over-the-top performance by April Nixon, treating the play like a trucker devouring a hoagie. And she's ably assisted by a cascade of wigs and eye-popping outfits by Karen Perry and Megan Ellis. And attention should also be paid to the kitchen itself, a marvel of scenic design by Wilson Chin. And then there's Lynn Nottage's smart, savvy, and often mouth-watering dialogue. The four ex-cons are, in their own way, chefs struggling to survive under difficult circumstances, whether attempting to create the perfect sandwich, fighting off Clyde's often despicable behavior, or even getting emotionally involved with each other. These are people who are fun to be around, and with the best of plays and the best of company, we really don't want to say goodbye. Clyde's by Lynn Nottage plays at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through February 28th. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.